From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
High hopes for the May summit following today's preliminary CARICOM US meeting in Barbados. In St. Lucia, authorities investigate concerns over asbestos poisoning. And illegal migrants in the US rush to become legal ahead of tougher immigration laws. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean and US officials have concluded talks in Barbados on the range of issues to go before the American CARICOM summit in Barbados on May the 10th. Bertram Niles reports that the meeting ended in optimistic mood, hinting that the summit could result in a new era of US-Caribbean relations.
Barbados Prime Minister Owen Arthur, who chaired Wednesday's meeting, and President Clinton's special envoy to CARICOM, Richard Clark, emerged from the three-hour session to pronounce themselves satisfied with the spirit of cooperation that was present. Three working groups of the two sides will consider 19 items dealing with security, trade and economic issues identified for consideration by Mr. Clinton and CARICOM leaders. CARICOM is particularly interested in the economic and financial issues at a time of declining U.S. aid, while Washington has put security at the top of its list. Both Mr. Arthur and Mr. Clark expressed optimism that a new era in U.S.-Caribbean relations was about to start. Mr. Arthur had previously characterized those relations as being on hold because of such issues as the Helms-Burton bill, the banana controversy, and drugs. There is still some unfinished business that relates to the ship-ready solution to drugs as proposed by the United States. Barbados and Jamaica have so far not signed the agreement, which aims to give American ships power to pursue drug traffickers in the region. Mr. Arthur said earlier this week that Barbados will shortly name a negotiating team for talks that could begin as early as next week.